In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. Psalms 37:19, such a beautiful promise for today's devotional.
Lord, you sustain me and refresh my spirit daily. Thank you for your provision. Father, I know that I must lose my life in yours. You who redeem me at such a high price will also perfect me. Father, magnify your image in me today. Amen.
The thought for today, think about how God's provisions in your life this past week. Are you allowing the Lord to work out His image in you? As a Christian, He provides for us every day. But do you thank Him for it? Do you realize it? Do you take it all in?
Today's action. As you look at your own physical image in the mirror today, look beyond what your eyes can see and try to see yourself through His eyes. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, reading at verse 4. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I'd like to read you a true story about God's provision. God answers prayer. Let us trust in Him. A Christian woman was in financial need. She had been talking a great deal to the Lord about it. Her income that month was only $30. She began praying for the impossible, asking the Lord for $30 more. The next mail brought her a certain envelope. She writes about it as follows. I opened the envelope when my husband and I were at breakfast, and my eyes began to feel queer, so that I had to wink fast and there was a big lump in my throat. The envelope contained a check for $32.84, and instantly there was a little prayer in my heart. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I just can't thank you enough. Why, it just seemed as if the Lord were sitting right by my table. Yes, but why say as if the Lord were? For the Lord was, and He had been sitting right alongside when she asked for the impossible. Nor is the Lord's bank account all used up yet. He has more checks, and His balance at the bank is large.